Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To talk about the NBA at large, we're very happy to welcome back Ryan McDonough, joining us from Radio.com. Our NBA insider, Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to use. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or BetQL.com today. Ryan McDonough, thanks for coming on back here to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. How you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Always great to be on with you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. The Warriors kind of had a rock fight up in Portland last night, and it didn't go well. There was a few sequences down the stretch. Obviously, Draymond gets involved in a bang-bang block charge situation, and the Warriors lose one. Felt like it got away from them. And so get it right tonight in Phoenix. Felt like the plan, but no Curry, no Draymond, even on the trip. So this one feels like it's going to be extra hard for the Warriors tonight because the Suns all of a sudden feel like they're among the NBA's best.
Yeah, the Suns have the second best record in the entire league. They played very well on both ends of the court. They're one of only two teams, the Utah Jazz being the other, that are in the top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency. So the Warriors are facing a buzzsaw. That's one of the toughest back-to-backs in the league as well, guys. I've done that trip when I was the GM of the Phoenix Suns in particular. Going from Portland to Phoenix on a back-to-back is not a whole lot of fun. It's a late arrival. So I'm not surprised that Bob Myers and Steve Kerr decided to hold Steph Curry and Draymond Green out of the game tonight. You're seeing a lot of that around the league. That is a trend, giving some of the stars, especially the guys who will be participating in All-Star Weekend, the last game off before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, Zion Williamson has a mysterious toe injury that's keeping it out of their game tonight. So, yeah. The other thing that happened from Phoenix the other night was when Devin Booker got tossed in the last minute of their game against the, or not in the, in the third quarter of their game against the Lakers. And afterward, the head coach, Monty Williams, in his presser, sort of didn't necessarily back Booker up and said, hey, he's our team leader. We need him out there. Normally, coaches will just defend their players, at least publicly. A, were you surprised by that? And B, how did that hit your ears?
Yeah, good question. In fact, we saw it again last night with a somewhat controversial late ejection in Philadelphia. A great game between the Utah Jazz and the 76ers went to overtime. Donovan Mitchell got ejected in that one. He was upset with a video of him walking back to the tunnel. You know, he was throwing towels and arm sleeves and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a recent trend around the league that's been controversial. You know, star players getting thrown out of the game for not a whole lot. I didn't read too much into it in Phoenix. They have a good thing going right now with the Suns. Booker came out after the game and said, look, you know, we're not a one-man team. He was disappointed in getting thrown out. So I think that Jokic kind of sticks with their mentality they've had all year, next man up. They're a pretty deep team, and, you know, they were able to beat the Lakers without Booker. What I would say is, you know, especially for Lakers fans, I'm sure would like to hear this, that was not the full Lakers squad, obviously. No Anthony Davis, and they had Kyle Kuzma and Marc Gasol out as well. But I didn't read too much into it from a Suns Devin Booker perspective. Maybe that's because the team has been rolling lately, and it seems like the chemistry and vibe in the locker room is pretty good as well.
So as far as this Suns team goes in general, it feels to me like they're now entering this kind of Utah Jazz territory where they have played at this level for long enough that is it time to start thinking of them as one of the favorites and a real championship contender?
Well, I mean, the numbers would tell you that they are. And I mentioned the offensive and defensive rating, the point differential plus six a game. That's very good. That's right up there with the Clippers and Lakers, you know, and trailing only the Utah Jazz, really, in the Western Conference. So I think they have a chance, guys. I mean, Chris Paul is really, you know, he's done what he's done everywhere he's been. You know, especially when he arrives, the team wins a lot more games and plays a lot better than it did prior to his arrival. That's been a pattern with Chris. You saw it in Houston, and then just last year you saw it in Oklahoma City. But then the bench has played very well also with guys like Dario Saric and Cameron Payne in that second unit. Mikal Bridges has taken a big step as one of the better defensive wings in the league. So they have a lot of talent and depth. We'll see how the young guys hold up when they do get into the playoffs. But it looks like the Phoenix Suns are a surefire playoff team in the Western Conference, which would break a 10-year playoff drought for the franchise.
Ryan McDonough, I think one of the last times we had you on to talk, it was around the draft, and we were talking about the prospects, and it was an unheralded, unloved draft. Do you feel differently about it now that it looks like LaMelo Ball has established himself as a future star in this league, and we're still holding out an awful lot of hope that James Wiseman, who's only 19 years old, is going to join him in that conversation. Tyrese Haliburton can absolutely play. Anthony Edwards, what he's unrefined, he's certainly got the hops and he's an athlete. You know, even Quickly has been a surprise in New York. Are you looking at the draft class differently now?
No, not really. I thought the guys at the top would be pretty good. The top three on my board when we did the draft show on radio.com were LaMelo Ball, James Wiseman, and Tyrese Haliburton in that order. And I've been impressed with all those guys. As you mentioned, LaMelo looks like a potential future superstar. I don't think there are many players his age who have been as productive as he's been, especially when it comes to passing the basketball and getting his teammates involved, and have gone on to be even, you know, average players. Most of them are very good to great who've had that kind of success at that age. And then I really like what I've seen from Wiseman as well, the skill at that size. He's shown a little more ability to step out and hit the NBA three, which you didn't necessarily see in the limited sample size at Memphis. So I think the future is very bright for him and the Warriors. And then Haliburton, as you mentioned, in Sacramento, I was really surprised, honestly, that he was there in the late lottery. As I mentioned, I had him third on my board. So, no, I don't think the draft is great overall from a historical perspective as far as, you know, there'll be a bunch of Hall of Famers to come out of it or All-Stars. Probably not. But as always, there is some value in the draft. And Charlotte did great and Golden State did well. And I think Sacramento got a steal in Haliburton.
When it comes to Wiseman specifically, one thing we've been talking about today, actually, is just sort of finding the balance between playing him enough to get some real development and really get him comfortable, but not playing him so much that he's sort of overexposed or it hurts his development. Just as someone who's been in the GM chair, what's it like trying to work that balance out?
Well, it's a challenge, especially when you're trying to win, which the Warriors obviously are with Steph and Draymond healthy. As you know, the Dubs are currently ninth in the West. They're only a game and a half back of six, which Steve Kerr mentioned as a goal. It's every team's goal who's in the playoff mix to get into the top six, avoid the play-in scenario. At the same time, you want the young man to develop because, you know, he's played well. I like his, you know, he shot the ball well from the floor. He shot the ball well from three. He needs a little work from the free throw line, but his rebounds are pretty pretty good. So I like a lot of what I've seen. Fouls have been an issue. I think that's one of the things that's prevented him from playing, you know, more minutes. When I see 3.2 fouls a game in only 20 minutes, that's something he'll need to work on. So, you're trying to balance it and blend it. You want him to get experience. You want him to be in good shape and to compete at a high level and learn, you know, how to play, especially when he's not in foul trouble, how to play and pace himself through a game. At the same time, you don't want to put him in position to fail, especially as a 19-year-old kid. So it's a balancing act for any coach. I think Steve Kerr and the Warriors have handled it relatively well. And as I mentioned, I've been impressed with the play of Wiseman. I think he's going to be a really good player for the Warriors for a long time going forward.
Ryan McDonough joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Go ahead, Ray.
The draft usually has a breakout point, a breakoff point, up high in the first round where you just go, these three guys we know are going to get taken here pretty much. And then after that, there's a drop-off. Next year's draft, which is, you know, much hailed as one of the great drafts potentially ever, where's the breakoff point there? How deep do you have to go before you're taking players that you like but don't love?
Yeah, great question, Ray. There are five guys I really like in this year's draft, the 2021 draft. It's hard to believe it's only 4 or 5 months away at this point. And those guys are the two perimeter players, Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State and Jalen Suggs from Gonzaga, the big man Evan Mobley, who plays for Southern Cal, and then the two guys on the G League Ignite team. For the listeners who don't know, that was what the NBA did, was recruit some of the top 2020 high school players. They got them to forego going to college and got them to play in the G League for a team coached by Brian Shaw. So those two guys, Jalen Green on the perimeter and then Jonathan Kuminga, who's a wing, they all really stand out to me. And that's kind of the consensus around the league. Different teams have those guys in different orders, but it looks like there are five very good, potentially great players in the draft, and then a pretty significant drop-off once you get to the mid to late lottery range.
You gave Ray two great questions in this interview. Matt didn't get one, neither did I. Were Ray's questions really that great, or do we need to work on our questions?
You know what, Ray's a legend, and I come from a journalism family, you know, with my father working for the Boston Globe for over 40 years, so I just have to pay respect and deference to my elders. I hope you guys wouldn't take it personally, and you'll have me back on sometime.
I'm deeply, deeply offended.
So basically what you've said here is that you were nice to me because I'm near death.
I have respect for the old newspaper men, Ray. That's how I was raised growing up in the halls of the Boston Globe.
There you go.
Well,
ink-stained wretches. No doubt. And your dad was a legend indeed. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for diving into all things Phoenix and draft and looking back at it. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, always great to be on with you guys. And we got the trade deadline coming up. So if the Warriors do anything, I'd be happy to jump back on and break it all down with you.
It sounds great. We will take you up on that invitation for sure. Thank you very much to Ryan McDonough from Radio.com. Again, an NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. BetQL here to help you make the bets that Vegas does not want you making. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. That was Ryan McDonough. When we come on back, I'm going to...